It's music time in Africa. Hi, and welcome back, friends. This is Sue Moran for Music Time in Africa. I'm glad you're joining me today for our weekly feature of popular and traditional African music. I'm going to be your guide on another musical journey to the heart of Africa, traveling through the northern regions of the Republic of Zaire and listening to the music of the Medje, Yogo, and Zande people. So come along with me now for the next half hour for Music Time in Africa. In the upper northern part of Zaire is the great Ituri Forest, and immediately north of the Ituri is a fertile region of deep palm forests, home of the Medje tribe. The Medje are one of the group of peoples associated with the Sudanic Mangabetu, who probably came into this area about 1,000 years ago. The culture of the Medje dominated the region and the surrounding country, and earned for them the reputation for singing and dancing. The outgoing and expressive nature of their music is as impressive as the many syncopated rhythms used by the drummers. The steps of their dances seem simple, but most effective en masse. With the help of our music man Leo Sarkisian, we were fortunate in locating a number of excellent recordings from the Voice of America African Music Library. These old recordings of traditional music become more important, of course, because of the rapid acceleration of cultural changes taking place in Africa today. The recording I've selected to start things off today was made in Medje country near a small town called Paulis in northeastern Zaire. A large group of Medje men perform the Nadu marriage dance, followed by music for a ritual dance during initiation ceremonies. The accompanying musical instruments consist of 4 cone-shaped laced drums called nabita, a large bell-shaped slit drum, the nedundu, 2 emandru, wooden slit drums, 2 small cylindrical slit drums called nekbokbo, a large double metal bell, and 6 basket rattles. The performance begins with a rhythm pattern played on the wooden slit drums.
Thank you. matombiane. Ayaya. Bongandra ngwane matombiane. Siro kamu mbongbana membura mbura. Obe magama none ya silapano. Nandro ya mbanga mauto di marenge.
Ayaya. Amana matombiane. Ayaya.
That was dance music of the Medjay people in northeast Zaire. A large group of Medjay men performed traditional marriage and initiation ceremonial dances. In Medjay country, when a tribal chief traveled about the countryside, he was usually carried in a sedan chair called tipoyi. The tipoyi is a light cane-woven chair supported by two poles with a two-man yoke at either end. The chief would have several teams of four men who took turns in carrying. The official carriers would sing special songs, while the other relief teams would sing in chorus. This recording begins with a carrying song, and then followed by a tune sung as a greeting when a chief arrived in a village, carried in his tipoyi sedan chair.
Yeah, 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 y
The mbira, or lekembe hand piano, as we know, has hundreds of names in various parts of Africa. In northern Zaire, among the Meje, the instrument is called nekembe, and it usually has 11 notes. In this delightful Meje folk song, there is a subtle sense of counter-rhythm between the voice and the instrument.
Mama singa membia da kamo fuwa Surina puma mulu Surina puma mulu Abira dane mbangwata Abira dane susute Sarana biere
Ayudan a Bonyaku.
Neighbors of the Medje people in northeastern Zaire are the Yogo. Characteristic of the Yogo is the traditional dress of the men. The cloth of the dress is stiff bark fiber dyed black or black and red. This passed between the legs, spread and drawn over the hips to the waist, where it is held in place by a belt. The stiff bark cloth, when properly set, gives the impression of a large black tulip in which the men's torso rides on two legs. The Yogo also bind the heads of their children to produce the characteristic long and elegant skull. This is further enhanced in the womenfolk by the use of the elongated hairstyle, similar to that of the Zulu women in South Africa, though the Yogo headdress is black, where the Zulu prefer red. This next selection is a dance by Yogo men and women. The accompanying orchestra consists of 7 wooden horns called mbala, a basket rattle and a metal wrist bell, 2 pod-shaped slit drums, 2 small slit drums, 2 laced membrane drums, and a large double metal bell. The drummers and the horn blowers stand outside the files of circling dancers, with the drummers introducing the dance rhythms. The horns join in later once the dance is begun. Another of the important people living in northern Zaire is the Zonde. The enthusiasm of the Zonde men and women for their poning bow xylophone dance has to be experienced to be fully appreciated. The music, played by two and sometimes three men on a single xylophone of 11 loose notes supported on banana stalks laid on the ground, is repetitive and simple, usually of four-bar phrases only. With this elementary background, the dancers are caught up in the swirl of the music and compel sympathetic action from everyone within earshot. The dance itself is performed in an anti-clockwise circle, men and women together, the steps being little more than a shuffle and apparently simple until you try to take part yourself. Then you realize that the measure may be of 32 pulses or 8 repeats of the ground with catchy syncopation at uneven intervals when you must step sideways or backwards, all the while beating the rhythm with an up-and-down movement of the hands, palms held upwards and relaxed. It is then seen to be an ideal dance for a very hot climate, enhanced by the friendly, smiling reception of the Zonde people, who invite and insist upon your joining with them.
Thank you.
that does it, friends. Our time has run out, and this winds up our Music Time show today. I hope you enjoyed the recordings featuring traditional music from the northeastern region of Zaire. Next Sunday, at the same time, of course, I'll have more music for you from another part of the African continent. And do hope you'll join me then. Now, this is Sue Moran saying so long for now, and I hope you have a pleasant week. This has been Music Time in Africa.
Now, this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa Service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49-meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.